If you're looking to create a governance plan for SharePoint, you don't want to miss this episode.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 223 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So in today's episode, I want to share with you what I, in my experience, kind of key decisions that you have to make and think about when putting together a governance plan for SharePoint. Now, I want to preface this and say that I'm not a governance or compliance expert. However, I obviously help a lot of organizations set up SharePoint. I help a lot of organizations and consulting and training them on, SharePoint. So as a result, I'm frequently getting involved with various, committees and meetings that are trying to essentially create some sort of governance plan for SharePoint. And what I would like to share with you in this episode, once again, some key things you need to be thinking about, something that I usually recommend to my clients, something that my clients decided to include in their plans, in their governance plans for their organization. So first of all, what is, SharePoint governance? Well, SharePoint governance is essentially a set of policies, and rules that define processes, roles, rules, and regulations for interaction, between users and SharePoint in your organization. And, obviously, governance plans vary by organization. It really depends on your company culture. It really depends on whether or not you have to stick to any regulatory kind of requirements. Many clients I deal with don't even have any governance, right? In my opinion, even if you don't have kind of, government maybe or regulation obligation or compliance obligation to have governance in place, it doesn't hurt, right? I think it's still a good idea to define some rules of engagement, if you will, when it comes to usage of, SharePoint within your organization. So a key, element, I guess, of the governance, a governance plan is the governance, plan document, governance plan template. And of course, every organization is different. So it's up to you. It's up to your company, what you want to include in there. But once again, let me list kind of a few key things that, in my opinion, are almost, mandatory in any governance plan. The first decision you have to make is who can create sites and teams. And this is actually a big one, all right? By default, as you probably already know, everyone can create sites. Everyone can, create teams in SharePoint. And in some cases, it's a good thing if people know what they're doing. But in many cases, especially if you're part of a large organization, it's not. And in this particular case, you would need, part of governance committee, you would need to make some decisions. Whether you want to leave it as is or restrict, site and team creation, or maybe allow creation of the sites to a particular group of people, group of users. So again, a key decision that will help eliminate the unnecessary site sprawl down the road. Right. The next big decision you will need to make, and something to think about in your governance plan, is whether or not you will allow creation of private and shared channels. If you recall, in Teams, you can create three types of channels, right? You can create a standard channel, private channel, and shared channel. But when you create a private or shared channel, it actually creates another site. And in some cases, that's a good thing, but in some cases, it's not. Again, this is kind of related to possible, you know, site sprawl and, you know, additional unique, you know, permissions and restrictions for some of the content. So, again, just something to consider. I'm not telling you whether it's right or wrong. Every organization is different, but it's just something you will need to decide as part of the governance plan and governance committee. The next decision, decision number three, that's actually a big one. About external sharing. Usually the decision here is whether or not you're going to allow external sharing. And if you've been following my blog posts, you know, my articles, my previous podcasts, you know, I'm not a huge fan of totally disabling external sharing. There are many reasons for that. I mean, usually, you know, users find some other weird ways to share externally, just sending emails or using their own, you know, Google Drive or something to share externally. So my recommendation is do not totally disable external sharing, leave it on. But at the same time, maybe, you know, institute some policies, right? Maybe only certain users can share externally. Maybe you can prevent certain domains, for example, no external sharing to Gmail accounts, you know, stuff like that. Or maybe you want to default to certain types of links. So whatever decision you make, just make sure to agree on it and document it as part of governance. The next big decision you need to make is about retention and records management policies. Now, this might impact only some organizations. I don't think this will impact, you know, majority of organizations. But if you have, you know, company policies or regulatory, you know, policies that will mandate that you stick to certain retention records management requirements, you obviously need to document them, right? There might be certain sites where retention policies are enabled or not, and you would need, of course, to kind of agree what they are. But the decision you have to make here is whether or not records management, retention management is required within the organization. And if so, this obviously will impact your information architecture training and so on. The next decision that is worthwhile, you know, putting into governance plan is about data loss prevention policies. So obviously, you know, creating security and, you know, enable or disable external sharing, that's one thing, but there is only so much that can be done with security. All right, and security permissions and groups. The data loss prevention policies are something you typically set up in Microsoft Purview, and those policies will decide, you know, what users can or cannot do with a certain type of content once they have access to it. So, for example, if your document contains, you know, personally identifiable information, right? Like a social security number, you know, in US, or maybe some, you know, 16-digit credit card numbers, right? So if you know, there are certain documents in SharePoint with that type of information, you might want maybe to prevent certain actions, like maybe you don't want those documents to be printed or downloaded or shared externally. For that, you would need to set up data loss prevention policies. This is something you do within the Microsoft Purview. Again, you know, I'm not going to go into technical details how to set it up, but it's something you will need to, you know, to obviously think about. The final decision I want to mention in this episode is decision number six, periodic site cleanup. You know, what is this all about? Look, obviously, as users create sites, as you create sites, you know, and they go through their, you know, typical life cycle, you know, you know, for, let's say it's a project site, there might be situations when, you know, you just have some sites that you no longer need. And for whatever reason, right, maybe it's not a required site anymore, it doesn't need to be retained, or maybe there are some legal obligations, but that particular site, you know, will probably need to be deleted. So at that point, what I recommend, and this is something that is probably not a one-time deal, it's more of an ongoing exercise, but you would need to think about a periodic site cleanup, right? Review your existing sites that have been created by IT, created by users. Review when they were last used, if they need to be retained, and if not, you might want to somehow archive them or delete them altogether. So definitely just another thing to think about. Now, obviously, this is not a comprehensive plan that I shared with you. You would need to think about many other things if you're putting your governance plan together. As a matter of fact, I created like a Microsoft Word template, and I believe I published that blog post in 2019. So it's a bit outdated, but still relevant. Obviously, there were a lot of changes in SharePoint since then, but still a lot of things, a lot of areas that I added to that particular template are still relevant. So definitely check it out when you have a chance, and feel free to find it on my blog and download it, and you can then fill it out and proceed with that. All right. So that's all I really wanted to share in this episode. Hopefully you found it useful and informative. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.